sense.
The nature of commentary means you never quite know what's going to happen, and sometimes what you're called upon to put into words isn't quite what you anticipated. It's 30 years this week since Tony Delahunty popped up for a routine football commentary shift for IRN and Pennine Radio.
We're on fire here at Valley Parade. The whole end of the stand at one side is actually in flames now. I can see the orange of the flames. The game is actually stopped here at Valley Parade. Before that, there was a certain amount of shaking of fists and a bit of a hoo-ha at that far end. And they're running out of the ground now from that far end at this moment. And I'm hoping that the police, I can see some policemen's helmets over there, can control this. It looks like there could be a situation of panic, but all the time people are spilling onto the pitch and we can see the flames going up into the air there. We're getting reports outside that...
Tony Delahunty, commentating live for IRN and Pennine at Valley Parade this week in 85, 56 people died. At Radio 1, 40 years ago this week, the station's fun day out outside broadcast went to Mallory Park.
Hi there, Radio 1 listeners. We're the Bay City Rollers.
That's a record that the Rollers picked out as their particular favourite. That was the Beatles and All You Need Is Love. We have the most amazing scenes going on here this afternoon, as you can no doubt hear, partly going on behind us since the Rollers have been here. We have a little river surrounding, two various parts of the track here, and the girls are actually swimming across the river to try and get at their idols. In the meantime, their idols are trying to get away, and in the meantime, we're about to meet our next guest from Slade, Noddy Holder.
I was being driven around a lake by a womble, and waving to the crowd. And as the Bay City Rollers were being helicoptered in, all the kids jumped into the lake. And there were security guards trying to stop them getting over onto this island.
Tony Blackburn and Diddy David Hamilton reflecting on that famous Radio 1 event 40 years ago. The early commercial stations were famous for real characters, weren't they? Happy birthday then this week to the chap who turned into part of Jasper Carrot's act.
So obviously, this is a big day for BRNB and for Tony Butler. And he sent his top reporter up there called Harry Trefui. So they go to a commercial break, he comes off and Butler says, what a fantastic day for the Albion. They've thrashed Oldham 1-0 and shot into the first division. And man on the spot, Harry Trefui is talking to the Albion goalkeeper, John Osborne. Come in, Harry. Harry? Harry? And Harry came and said, Town, he's pissed off.
Yes, this week sees the 80th birthday for accomplished BRNB and BBC WM sports broadcaster Tony Butler.
Right, well, my champagne quiz question's very difficult this week. I'm giving you no clues at all. I'm fed up of giving the bottles away. You've got to sweat a little bit, let me say. Although, really, I do think that everybody who took part in the walkathon yesterday would have a bottle of champagne.
Gardening has a regular spot on many BBC locals, and it all began 84 years ago.
This is the national programme, In Your Garden. And here's Mr. Middleton.
Good evening. Well, how do you like this for a bit of spring weather? Perhaps I shall get rid of my winter cold if we get a month or two of this. It's wonderful what a difference a day or two can make, isn't it, in the garden. I had a look at Wisley last night, or yesterday evening, Wisley Gardens, and it looks just as though...
I love the posh continuity. The first gardening programme on the 9th of May 1931, it was called The Week in the Garden, and a very early example of ad-libbing, very informal presentation. In America, stations frequently flip formats, and so it was that this week in 82, the famous Music Radio 77 WABC, became no more. It went talk.
There is one thing that I want to say that will be probably the last time that I, as a matter of fact, it will be the last time I will ever be able to say this on WABC. And the last thing I'm going to say is, this is WABC New York. I can't say that anymore, can I? But it's been a ball for almost 21 years for me, 17 years for you, Ryan, for almost 22 years of the programming that's been on the station all this time. And we'd like to play just a couple of things to nail it down. Let's have that.
WABC. May the 10th, 1982, and the end of a 22-year era for that New York station. 5 years ago now, and who's this walking out of a Radio 4 programme?
And finally, you can either answer this or not. I'll just give you the chance because it's out there at the moment. As you know, that... the suggestion you didn't want to say the famous line in Gladiator in this book that has come out.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't get the Irishman, bro. I don't get him, bro.
Russell Crowe walking out of BBC Radio 4's front row interview with Mark Lawson this week in 2010. Staying with Radio 4, this week in 1991 saw Margaret Howard present her last edition of Pick of the Week.
Of course, I didn't work at Bush House all the time. During my apprenticeship as a studio manager, I worked at Broadcasting House, where they broadcast in English domestically. And I made my first real broadcast there. I was doing the sound effects on a programme called Listen with Mother. And it was a story about three pigs going over a bridge on bicycles. And one of my jobs was to ring a bicycle bell on cue. Each time the little pig went, the middle pig and the big pig.
Yes, ring them bells, Margaret Howard. So with the R&I pirate radio ship firebombed 44 years ago.
Mayday, mayday, SOS. This is an SOS call from Radio North Sea International.
2LO launching 92 years ago, the second UK station to broadcast regularly.
2LO call.
Primetime radio closing on DAB 9 years ago. And happy 65th birthday to Jenny Murray.
How has the programme handled men?
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio Moments.